Jimmy Carter and his non-profit organization, the Carter Center, led a decades-long campaign to eradicate guinea worm disease, which is a parasitic infection that causes painful wounds from the parasites. In 2014, I had the privilege of interviewing him regarding his work in trying to eradicate the disease from Africa.
Hello, this is Jimmy Carter.
How are you, sir?
I'm fine, thank you.
My name is Yehayas Wuhib, originally from Ethiopia.
Yes.
Right now I'm an international radio broadcaster here at the Voice of America.
It's good to talk to you.
It's an honor and a privilege talking to you, sir. I asked the president about the extent he had to reach out to groups such as women and local leaders in his campaign to eradicate guinea worm disease from Africa.
We depend on them overwhelmingly, particularly women volunteers. Right now we are concentrating on southern Sudan, which is going to be the last place with guinea worm, and we have about 12,000 volunteers now working for us with about 100 employees, most of them Sudanese. So we depend heavily on women because they take care of the children. They're the ones that ordinarily go to the ponds to get water. And if we can educate the women about what causes the disease, that's the key to success.
I also asked President Carter if there were lessons learned from the successful campaign against guinea worm disease that could be used in efforts against other diseases, including polio.
Yes, we use the same technique against a number of other diseases. That is to go into a village to convince the leaders that we're there to help them, to let them know that they have to do almost all the work. So we're now dealing with a number of other diseases ourselves. For instance, we're working on schistosomiasis. We're working on onchocerciasis, which is river blindness. We're working on trachoma. We're working on lymphatic filariasis, which is elephantiasis, and we also are working on malaria in some cases. But in all of those cases, we use the same technique that we did with guinea worm. That is to recruit as many of the leaders as possible, including the president of the country, the minister of health, the village chief, but also as many volunteers as we can. So the technique that we use on guinea worm basically is the same as we use on other diseases. Of course, all of them don't involve, you know, treatment of pond water.
10 years ago, in my conversation with President Carter, I asked about the level of success he had so far in his quest to eradicate guinea worms from Africa.
Well, let me give you a couple of examples. In Ghana, this year, we've only had 8 cases. And last year, at the same time, we had 236 cases. So that's a tremendous reduction.
Big reduction.
Okay. In Mali, last year, we had 74 cases at this time in late August. 74 cases. Now we have 13 cases this year. So you see, that's a tremendous, that's an 82% reduction as well.
Yes.
In Ethiopia, we only have 15 cases left.
The work is almost done.
Almost done in those countries, but we still have almost 1,400 cases in Sudan. But we have very good control over those cases as well. So we're making very good progress in all 4 countries. And of course, the other 16 countries don't have any guinea worm left.
And finally, that's how my interview with the president concluded.
We love your country, by the way.
Oh, Ethiopia?
Ethiopia.
All of Africa loves you anyway, but Ethiopia, you have a special place.
Well, I feel that way. Well,
yes.
Best wishes to you, and thank you again.
Thank you, sir.
Goodbye.